We've had thousands of people that have called us, both individuals on both sides of it, saying that Brett Kavanaugh is being railroaded and this is not fair to him, that he needs to have innocence until proven guilty. We have individuals that have called in that have said, you need to always believe the accuser. You've got to stand on the side of the accuser. We've had folks from in-state and out-of-state. I've had guys that have called and our office that have said, I was falsely accused at some point. I know how he feels. We've had every level of emotion, and that's been the difficult thing with this, is we're trying to be able to get to the facts when a lot of people have experienced sexual assault or accusations, and it's very, very personal to them to say, I was either believed or not believed, and so they carry that into this conversation, which I completely understand and can respect that. But the difficulty is I have to be able to go through not what has happened to someone else, but what has happened in this situation. Is this the truth of what actually happened, or did it not happen? And if it did not happen, then why is it scarring a person that could potentially step onto the Supreme Court?